Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, a new study shows that something a married couple might attempt in order to increase their happiness actually has the opposite effect. It increases stress, depression, and anxiety. What risky behavior should couples stay away from if they want to stay happy?
That's got to be having children.
Exactly right. That's right, moms and dads. Your little bundle of joy is really a package of misery. Robin Simon, a sociologist at Florida State University, who has studied the subject, she told NPR that parents are generally more unhappy than childless couples of similar age and circumstance. Turns out our offspring are, just like other people, real pains sometimes. Except unlike other people, you can't just see it's them on the caller ID and let the voicemail pick up. You have to take care of them. And despite what I routinely tell my own children, you cannot take them back to the hospital for a refund. I tried. The response to this news from the legions of new parents currently trying to rock their colicky newborn back to sleep was to throw the radio into the diaper genie.
Oh, just the other night I was trying to get my 5-year-old to stop screaming his head off about bedtime, and I feel really guilty about this, so I'm going to just confess it publicly, that I told him that when the neighbors call the police and they come to investigate, that I just might let them take him if he didn't stop. I actually said that. I'm not making that up to be funny. It's pitiful.
Did it work?
It did. That's the worst thing about it.
That's awful.
I said it with an ironic tone in my voice, but I'm not sure that he caught that.
Yeah, 5-year-olds.
They're very literal at that age.
Roxanne, according to an AP Yahoo News poll, people who have something in their homes are much more likely to vote for McCain than Obama for president. What is this distinguishing thing in their homes?
I'm at a musical.
You could have it. Well, McCain does have 518 years of experience in dog years.
Pets.
Right, pets. Oh. According to this poll, pet owners are more likely to vote for McCain. Political analysts aren't sure whether this is because...
Who takes these polls? Who would think of that?
I don't know. The AP did in this case.
Yeah, pet owners leaning McCain.
But, may I...
You may.
May I... The Obama campaign and the Obama family have promised the little girls that they're going to get a dog sometime next spring, win or lose. The McCains, on the other hand, have 24 pets.
Yes, that's what people say, that the reason pet owners prefer McCain to Obama is because McCain has lots of pets. Obama's family has none. As you also said, Obama has promised to get his kids a dog, just like he had when he was a kid. McCain, in response, said that he will also get his children something similar to his childhood pet. One scientist figure out how to clone a woolly mammoth. Oh. Tom, a hotel receptionist in England named Abby Hawkins found a bat hiding inside her bra last week. We could just stop right there.
Is that true or false?
True, yeah.
So she found it while she was wearing the bra. But Ms. Hawkins didn't know the bat was inside her bra for 5 hours because she assumed the bat was just what?
She just thought it was her husband.
Oh, where did I put him? Oh, there he is.
No, I mean...
I actually know this.
You know this?
I do, I know
this.
Well,
can I pass?
You can pass if you want to.
She thought it was her cell phone.
She thought it was her vibrating cell phone.
That's so funny. I threw mine in a pond last week. I thought it was a damn bat.
All I can say is that this woman has more fun with her cell phone than
that. I could answer it, but I'm enjoying it so much, she said to herself. Here's a hint for you all. If your cell phone is leaving guano droppings in your bra, it's probably not a cell phone. Ms. Hawkins found the bat inside her bra. After peering inside her shirt, she assumed it was merely vibrating from a phone in her front pocket. I kept thinking, how could I have not known it was there, Ms. Hawkins said. I will certainly be checking my bra every morning from now on. In another incident, oddly, just down the road from Ms. Hawkins, another woman named Anna Buchan also found a bat hiding out in the pants she was wearing. The bats apologize for the mix-up after admitting that they often confuse, you know, which one's a stalactite and which one's a boob.
Well, this is interesting. You know, there's a big thing in Vermont and New England that the bats are disappearing. I think we know where they're going.
And at least we finally know what Victoria's Secret really was.
I'm going to see reruns of Batman, and he's going to say, Robin, the bat phone.
And there we go.
And I'm going to start laughing, and no one else will know why.